So I like to read Proverbs. And the beauty of Proverbs is you can open it up at any day of the month and just pick right up whatever day corresponds. Today is the 12th, Proverbs 12, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. Good people obtain favor from the Lord, but he condemns those who devise wicked schemes. No one can be established through wickedness, but the righteous cannot be uprooted. A wife of noble character is her husband's crown, but a disgraceful wife is like decay in bones. The plans of the righteous are just, but the advice of the wicked is deceitful. Now, that's just the first five verses. And wherever your spiritual belief system is, I think, without forcing it down people's throats, it's just reading and looking at yourself and saying, where am I at here? Okay, where am I at in all this? So just some food for thought. Because on the sports side of things, the Suns losing to Memphis just shouldn't happen. And that's what happened last night. That's one of those bad losses during the course of an NBA season. Here's Devin Booker afterwards.
Games like this are a must win for us, especially the way that we've been playing of recently. And we dropped the ball today. I think we came in complacent, thinking it was going to be easier than it was. And they came ready to play. So, you know, credit them for playing hard, but we have to do better.
Yeah, I mean, losing games like this, that's just unacceptable. The Suns play at Mexico City against the Spurs on Saturday. DeAndre Ayton is going to be back. When DeAndre Ayton comes back, have they shown some chemistry? Sure they have. Am I interested to see how DeAndre Ayton plays after an extended period of time, in particular with Luka Doncic playing so well? Absolutely. Is it a crucial juncture for the Suns? Losing games to Memphis in December, you got to make up for those bad losses when you get to March and April, if in fact you're going to be the eighth seed. I mean, the Suns have settled into what we all, I think, believe they were going to be, and that is a 500, sub-500, right around there type of team this season. Games like this can suddenly make you a 10-game below 500 squad. Just an unacceptable performance last night. So Tyrann Mathieu, you remember him, former Cardinal, went on Twitter last night and put David Johnson come to Kansas City. I'm sure that was news to the running backs already in KC, but it's just the way the business works. I've said this before, but if you haven't heard, my view is David Johnson was used entirely too much, was abused basically early in his career, got the big money contract. Running backs' lives are not very long. Now he's married with kids, and maybe running out of bounds is going to save you a little bit. And so we don't see David Johnson as much. He's not happy with his number of touches. The Cardinals go get Kenyon Drake. The Cardinals look at it and say, maybe we can go some other directions at running back. And what do you know? We're at this point where players on other teams are saying, hey, come play for us. I don't think David Johnson or Patrick Peterson are going to be back next season. And so we're going to hear about, well, we have to replace these guys in the draft, and it's an endless cycle. The teams that make the playoffs every single year have consistency about them. The teams that have the ability to overcome adversity. Let's take a look at, I don't know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, a team that lost Ben Roethlisberger, went out and picked up Mika Fitzpatrick, a team that lost several players to injury, got rid of Antonio Brown. They've been able to become a team, a model of consistency, while the Cardinals are not. That's just a fact. It's the way that it is here in Arizona, and you can't spin it any other way, especially if you're on the Cardinals' payroll writing and talking about this stuff. It's just not truth. On the college basketball scene, so ASU had to slug it out last night, and I watched some of it. I don't know if ASU is going to be a team that can really go to great heights if Remy Martin is having to score 21 a game, because if I've learned this about Remy Martin, he's pretty darn good. But not consistent. If you live by the outside shot, you're going to die by it, as the old saying goes. Meantime, watching Zeke Nagy and Nico Mannion and Josh Green in Tucson, U of A and ASU play in a couple of weeks. It's on a Saturday night. I'm going to Tucson for the game. And I'm excited to see that threesome in person because I've watched them on television a lot. They are so much fun to watch. Not to say Jalen House isn't fun. I hate comparing ASU and U of A, but it's inevitable in this state. I like the state of both programs. I just think U of A has got better chemistry at this point. We'll find out a lot about U of A on Saturday night when they take on Gonzaga. That game is in Tucson, and that will be a terrific game to watch. So, look, let me go back to the beginning of this. Read a day that matches the date of the month. There's 31 chapters in Proverbs. It's something you can do if you're saying, I need a little bit of something outside of just sports. Make it a great Thursday.